Amazon 5-star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by a real serious improv podcaster. Tonight's review, Spatula for the Stars. When I'm dead and civilization eventually collapses, this spatula will remain. It will be the only rune uncovered by some unknown species of the future upon which they base their assumptions of our existence.
Eggs!
They will posit.
These extinct people like to eat their eggs! And this was their primary tool for cooking them. Let us teleport and put this device in the Milky Way exhibit.
5 stars, Zachary. Find your perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Got a DIYer on your list? Lowe's December deal drops to the rescue. Get 2 free select tools from DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt when you buy a select battery or combo kit. Plus, save $40 on select Craftsman V20 tools. Lowe's, we help you save. Offers valid 12/4 through 12/24 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on East Broad Street in Columbus.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Today on The Grave Talks, Spirits Behind Bars, a conversation with author Steve E. Asher. Today, we explore the shadowy halls of 2 foreboding institutions with paranormal researcher, former corrections officer, and author Steve E. Asher. Drawing on his corrections background, Steve has spent years methodically investigating and documenting the ghostly tales of the Western Lunatic Asylum and the Kentucky State Penitentiary. Hear how his structured approach to collecting evidence reveals chilling encounters from mysterious figures roaming abandoned wards to the restless spirits trapped within prison walls. Steve's firsthand experiences and riveting storytelling bring to life the eerie events that continue to captivate both believers and skeptics alike. Steve Asher, thank you very much for taking the time to chat with me today. You and I have been trying to line up an interview time that works, and finally it's here, it's today. So thank you very much for doing this with me. Now, I wanted to
Absolutely. Yeah, well, you know, it's one of those things. No, I'm just saying, you know, it's one of those things that hopefully it's worth the wait. And yeah, I'm glad to be able to talk to you.
Thank you very much. How many books have you written now?
Oh my gosh. Currently I have 12 in print and I've got about 3 or 4 more. Like, it's weird. I'm a big product person. I was raised, Appalachian German parents. with a little bit of French in there. I'm very much about production. So I'm always having a couple going, a few solid ideas being hammered out into book form, and gobs of ideas that I'm doing research just when I have the time.
How did you get interested in writing books about the paranormal even? Did that go back to when you were a kid?
It's sort of a two-pronged answer. First, you have to go, why do I have an interest in the paranormal? Everybody has an origin story. I was a big comic book person. So everybody has a sort of a comic book origin. Okay, you see these cool kids like on television now, and they, you know, got, they're jacked and they're like, come at me, bro, kind of guys. Mm-hmm. That wasn't me. I was never the cool kid. I was a scared kid. I was probably closer to Carl Kolchak from The Night Stalker than I was any of these new paranormal heroes. I was a scaredy cat. Things scared me. I saw a lot of different weird paranormal things that I didn't understand as a kid. It does seem like it kind of can run in families, but I do feel that probably influenced me. And I was very frightened kid. I started going to the local library and started saying, you have books about ghosts. And once I started understanding it, and I say ghost with an asterisk, I don't know if I've ever seen a ghost. I don't know what I've encountered, but like it said in the thing, I don't know what it is, but it's weird and it's peed off. There's definitely an energy there. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's a spirit, a ghost, a djinn, flying spaghetti monster, whatever you want to call it, but there's definitely been correlation between different findings that I've encountered, personal experiences, stuff I caught on film, other people that caught on film had the same experience. So once I learned that I could research and dispel my fears, that's what I became. I didn't realize I was becoming a researcher at 10 or 12 years old, but that's certainly what happened. But to put the other part to the question, why did I become a writer? I'm writing about it. I stepped in it. I literally stepped in this. And if you want, I can expand a little bit more.
I would love to hear more about that.
Okay. I talk a lot in movie quotes and memes. So please forgive me. I'm a Gen X kid. So did you ever see a movie? It was called Happy Gilmore and Adam Sandler.
Oh, I did, but it's been a long time ago. Yes.
All right. Well, he wanted to be a hockey player. My kids can quote these movies from front to back. I watched them so much. But he wanted to be a hockey player, and he had a heck of a swing, but he would like knock windows out and knock people out with the hockey pucks. And one guy says, man, you would be an excellent golfer. He said, I'm not a golfer, man. I'm a hockey player. That's just old guys in ugly pants. Well, this one guy took time and groomed him a little bit in a positive way. I know it's kind of a trigger word, kind of mentored him and showed him kind of the ways of it. And it's like, you can actually do this and you're a little bit more suited for it. You can still love hockey, but this is where your talent really lies. I was talking to a gentleman, and the best way to make a friend with a writer above feeding them is to go, I read your book, one, and talk about certain things and go, you know, I've heard different people talk about, let's say, alien abduction, but your take on it is refreshing, it's unusual. I'm curious how you come by that, because like most people, we love to talk about ourselves, even if we don't want to admit it. And that's what happened. We started talking, and the fact that I'd worked in, you know, corrections and law enforcement come up. And he just simply asked, wow, you know, do you ever have any experiences? Yeah, I had some. I knew a lot of people would come to me because they knew I was a researcher and all that. And it got to the point where I just started writing these down. And he said, oh, I'd love to read one of these. I'm sure. And he said, do you have more of these? I said, boxes of them. And most of them are in my head anyway, but I wrote them down just as I get older. I want to keep the details and all that. Guy said, can I show it to my editor? I'm like, sure, if he needs a laugh. I mean, it's just kind of I'm a lefty, and I do stuff almost like a secondhand script, you know, just like a shorthand. Well, he come back and says, hey, do you think you could get 60,000 words, you know, here in a month or two? And I'm like, for what? Like, I'm so dopey. I don't understand what he's trying to say. He says, well, for the book you're writing. So I'll do like a wide open laugh. Like, yeah, no, I don't think so, man. You know, I'm a guard. I'm a researcher. I'm not a writer. Okay. And he says, well, yeah, we got to work a little bit on some of this punctuation and things like that. And he said, but the meat of it is really good. The way you write about it is very descriptive. And, you know, like you said, it's got good bombs. He says, I think if we do this, you could be a writer. And I'm like, you know what? For shoots and giggles, as I would say, let's give it a shot. I'm waiting any day to go, and they decided they're passing on it, going somewhere else. Well, I get the book written, and it goes through Permuted Press, who was my original publisher through Simon & Schuster. It actually was in the print, and it blew my mind. I'm like, okay, this happened. And it didn't quite sink in.
That would be so cool later. To see your own work in print.
It's insane. And I have so many people coming to me, and it's like one of those guys, like, say you play scratch-offs every weekend or something. You've never got $2 back on one. This guy walks in just for the fun of it, gets like a 50-cent Powerball, boom, he's a millionaire. Some people weren't happy. Some people were like, well, why are you getting to write? I'm like, I don't know. I just fell into it. And there was actually some people that did not like me writing about the penitentiary, Western State as well, because we like to kind of keep our skeletons literally in the closet in the South. It's just a thing. You know, there's certain things that we don't talk about with God-fearing Christian folks. And I'm like, okay. But I went into it again. I'm not selling anybody on the paranormal. I only report what I see, just the facts, ma'am, or what I might put, they felt they encountered a blah, blah, blah. Or this is what people consider a classic blah, blah, blah haunting. But yeah, which I actually had some folks, they didn't say it to me, but you know, there's always sour grapes. And I had a couple of people going, well, man, anybody could have wrote that book. I said, you are absolutely right, but you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I did. Sorry. You should beat me to it, you know. And but over the years, especially because I have two Kentucky State Penitentiary books, I have another one where I did a revision that's through my own Amazon page now. And then I also did a follow-up called on Kentucky State Penitentiary Habitual Hauntings at the Castle. And it touches on different stories I didn't have. You know, there was a Kelly Moss. And he was a famous guy who swore he was innocent, and they executed him in the 60s, and he's been spotted. Heck, I even had a spotting one time with him, and almost was going to shoot somebody because I thought somebody was trying to escape, but because he was in between the chain link fences, you know, the wire fences. But yeah, that's literally what happened. And being up to 12 books now, I had a thing. I said, you know what? I wonder if I can just, after the second, third book come out, I said, you know, I'm going to shoot for 10. 10, that's a good number.
And, just and it's lofty. It, like, that's a lofty goal, too. 10's a lot.
Again, what you got to remember about me, if you can't hear it, my Kentucky draw, I was raised very simple in a very poor working class family. I would, you know, climb and play in trees and catch, you know, what we call katydids. And I'd be playing in the creek, catching crawdads and scare my mom to death with snakes I found in the yard. And just an average kind of middle Western kid. You know, I did like to read. I loved history and I loved researching things. And, you know, I always thought like In Search Of was the bomb and all that kind of stuff that was beyond my normal little life in a small Southern town. I never forgot who I am, what I'm about. I think it's really important because I'm nobody. I just happen to like to write about different things. And I'm very lucky to have had some people respond positively to me on it. But yeah, it is. It's very strange. I'll tell you what the strangest part is, especially on the penitentiary book. I would have people email me and be like, Mrs. Honeycutt or something. And go, hi, how you doing? I just want to talk to you about Four Cell House. Okay, it's one of the cell houses there. It says, my son Bobby is in there for an armed robbery charge, this and that. But he was telling me about four cell house or something, or five cell house. And I'm reading what you experienced. And he told me about these experiences. I thought he was either delusional, hearing things or whatever, trying to get attention. He told me all this before your book come out. And I'm writing them saying, I'm reading about what you experienced. And it's almost identical in it. But what's really cool is because I still follow it. I still have friends on the inside, officers and otherwise. And I'll get updates. And sometimes what's really interesting, they change. Or maybe sometimes the haunting just fades away. I don't always think that we happen upon a standardized haunting, like the haunting is the haunting is the haunting. Sometimes I think either your perception, what your brain is ready for. Okay. It's just like, say you have a red beetle, you're going to see red beetles on the road all the time. I think sometimes it is tailored to what your mindset is, because maybe for whatever reason, they know that will come across to you better and maybe not scare you. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it does like that, but that's one of the many reasons that I love researching this kind of stuff.
With your background in corrections, you actually did work at the Kentucky State Penitentiary?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, while I was there, that's when my course of study is a criminal justice. And I was lucky enough to be able to get kind of a crossover between state police, corrections, and like local and sheriff work. So I was very lucky to know how to lay out a grid, how to take, you know, do pores mm-hmm. of footprints and tires, how to collect information, collect data, collect right. evidence, and categorize it. I was taught, you know, the scientific method, and it really goes a long way. If you're doing it more than just kind of shock and, you know, ooh, there's a demon here. I've never encountered a demon. I don't think very many people have, because demons are ancient, and you have don't play with a demon. You can call on whoever you want to, and that's fine. Let those guys sort it out. That's above my pay grade.
I always find it to be very interesting to talk to people who have a background in law enforcement or corrections and or who are also interested in the paranormal, because you do have a different approach to it, because everything you just said about collecting evidence and looking at things in more black and white terms and kind of keeping your emotions out of it and looking at the evidence in front of you. And so I always find that people like you have a very interesting take on the paranormal. Did you find there were just things you couldn't explain, or did you just start hearing a lot of stories from other people and maybe even from the inmates who were there?
Okay. What you got to understand about me is, here's another movie reference. In the movie Animal House, they talk about a guy says, his brother was here. His uncle was here. He's a legacy. We have to take him. My father in the 50s worked there for about 5 years, went on to become a cop over in the town I was raised in, Princeton, Kentucky. Well, before that, his father, my grandfather, was in there serving, I think, 8 months for bootlegging and counterfeiting. So what do you have when you get a convict and a cop? Eventually you end up with a writer. But I had heard some stories from my pops, as I would refer to them. It was one of those things where it would just be random. It would just, like, sometimes we would touch on something and he would give me a little story. And I'd go, okay, Pop, that's weird. Okay, I'm going to finish my Cheerios. I'm six, right? So I'm hearing this stuff since I was a toddler. So I was a little aware of some of the stories or some of the supposed happenings, but it wasn't until you're in there, you know, because I'd worked in minimum security, medium security. KSP, Kentucky State Penitentiary, is the only supermax in Kentucky, as far as I know right now. And, you know, we have different places, isolation chambers for, you know, the bad boys dressed in yellow. Those are the guys that are on high alert due to violent and behaviors. You have the guys in red. That's death row. That's self-explanatory. You have general population. They're usually in khaki. And we have what they call the grasshoppers, which is the kids. I call them kids because they're young men. Kids in green, they usually call them grasshoppers. They are in protective custody either because of their type of crimes. Maybe they have a lower mental or emotional IQ. Mm-hmm. They're easily to be manipulated, so they are put there on administrative protection. So there's a lot of different energies, mindsets, backgrounds. You know, I've had very well educated, you know, multi-degree holding people who got in there for embezzlement. I've got crime of passion situations, and I've got just a lot of good old dumb butts who made a goofy decision and they got caught. That's sort of what you deal with. But across the board, there's really nobody in there, even someone who's pretty hardcore. this is the sort of mentality a lot of the officers had. Now, I call myself a guard. I was trained by the old school guys. They were guards. I call myself a guard. Not everybody likes it, but it's okay. That's how I identify, I guess. They would say, you know what, Asher? I'm a Christian. I was raised in the church, but there's this one thing I can't explain away. And I've prayed on it, and I still see it sometimes. And they'll tell me about a shadow or sound of somebody crying in one of the spare bathroom stalls and at the kitchen. And just, you know, when you do some research, well, something really gnarly happened there. Having kind of a religious background myself, I go, like, first time somebody brings me anything and they think it's truly a ghost, I go, look, have you prayed on it? Have you talked to your pastor? Have you read the Bible? Have you read the Quran? Have you whatever? And then if they can't come to terms with it, God or some sort of other reasoning or rationalization, then it's, well, okay, let's look into it. Maybe we'll do a little little investigation, do a little walkthrough. I'd been asked to bless homes before. And like I said, at one time I was quite involved with church and held certain positions, you know, where, you know, do you do the sacrament, bless water and all that? Technically I was a priest, but not in Catholic church. But I was happy to do it. You kind of have to have a certain gift of discernment with people, because generally 99.9% of people, they're like, I'm afraid, I have kids, we're all sleeping in the living room, and we just can't get whatever out, or in fact it's worse. Or we've had people come in and try to investigate, they stirred them up, and now it's worse. They just want peace. They want to have a normal life. They're not looking for sensationalization. But then you do have a handful of people going, oh, would you put this in one of your books? And would you mention her name and all this kind of stuff? And that's when I kind of go, I just have to step back. Unfortunately, you kind of got to watch people and see what their motivations mm-hmm. are in about anything today.
One thing I found interesting with the Kentucky State Penitentiary and the Western State Hospital is that these are two buildings mm-hmm. that were both built in the 1800s. The hospital was built first, and then the prison. These are really old buildings, and so many other buildings built in that same era, they've either been torn down or definitely no longer in use. Both of these are still in use today, correct?
Yeah, well, I'm actually saying what the original Kentucky State Penitentiary was closer to what I call the Golden Triangle of Lexington, Louisville, and Frankfort. We are kind of the here and even in the Appalachian area. Western Kentucky is kind of like Appalachia, but without, you know, good banjo music and mountains. it is very scratching out of existence here for a lot of folks. There's the thing of, like you said, we don't knock down buildings super quick. We tend to use them till the bricks fall out of the walls. But yeah, I think it was, if I'm not mistaken, around 1888 or 1889, Christmas Eve is when the penitentiary opened. And it used to have a big placard for where the inmates walked in, because it looked very much like a castle. It was made by Italian stonemasons.
Yeah, it really does look like a castle.
It's gnarly. That's really gnarly inside. And especially at night, well, I'll tell you this one part where it said on this placard, it said, "Abandon all hope, ye who enter here." How gothic is that?
Mm-hmm.
And there's the Cumberland River, which was a man-made river. There's a city, dead city under it, which had been flooded out front of the penitentiary. And at night, fog would roll in and it would hit the front of the penitentiary and roll up and slowly pour down on the inside of the penitentiary, filling the ground, like with 10, 12 foot deep fog. And there's a lot of mornings you couldn't let them out until the fog burned off, because it was just straight pea soup. It was like being in some eastern coastal town, you know, like, you know, on the Atlantic or something. So it was always creepy. It was always a creepy place. And even when I was a kid, I was like, I don't ever want to be there, you know, which is part of its vibe. It's penitentiary. It's about penance. You're not there to learn a trade. You're not there to get in touch with your feelings. And it's about, you did wrong. You're here. You're going to be isolated. We're going to make it to where you don't ever want to come back. Now, it's obvious it's changed, and there's a lot of bad, dark stuff that happened there during that time. But it's kind of a different place now. I mean, you can still get your bell rung in there really easily. But
for me, it wasn't that bad. I don't want a vacation there, but I was lucky enough to have
you don't want to have to live there.
Inmates. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I've met several people after the fact. I've had people come up to my book signings. That's a trip.
Oh, I bet.
Well, I mean, I always treated these guys good. That's the thing. They always had said, you didn't necessarily go out of your way. We couldn't punk you. We couldn't play with you, get you, manipulate you, do stuff. I said, but, you know, if we were out working, restripping the floors, let's say putting down new wax, you always made sure to keep some coffee on for us. Because, you know, it's a time-consuming thing. You were nice enough to make us coffee. And they remembered just a simple act of kindness kind of made them look at things different. So
when you decided to write a book about it, how did you even go about the process of finding the stories? Was it kind of you've lived in that area for a long time, so you know this person who knows that person, and then this person heard about you writing the book and they reached out? Did it kind of go a little like that? Or did you just post on Facebook like, hey, I'm writing a book. Anybody got a story?
A little bit of all of the above. Okay. I mean, but I'll tell you this. Talk to anybody who's on a road crew. Somebody had an uncle that put a good word in for him. It's a little incestuous, little bit of nepotism. And it's sort of like, you know, I'm a friend of a guy who knows a guy. That kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And it was actually easier to get on the penitentiary than it was the road department. That's like the Gucci brand of state work. You can get on the road department or the city crew, you have it made. I had actually spoken to a man who was connected with the state representative who my dad was good friends with. And he said, I said, yeah, I'm trying to get a job into this. You know, I've got kids. I want some good insurance. He says, I'll make a call. And I was able to get on the roster real quick. And so since I had a bit of a tail and a vouch, it helped me get in. But as of writing it, growing up around here, you know, somebody that works at the penitentiary, was in the penitentiary, worked at Western State, was in Western State, and or had some connection to those in some sort of root in their family. A little known fact is Western State, which was originally known as the Western Lunatic Asylum, was sort of a satellite to our location, because say we had someone who freaked out and did something crazy or was talking about seeing whatever and trying to cut himself or whatever, they generally would go for a psychoval. Now, sometimes people would do that just for the fact of getting out of the pen. They'd rather go to a facility. You know, almost how bad is it? You want to go to a mental asylum as opposed to sitting in a penitentiary, but it happened. And so you got to know the safety people, some of the nursing staff. And yeah, it was a kind of a revolving door. So writing about Western State as well was a no-brainer. It was almost like part of a compendium, because you don't get the full story if you don't get some of that connected with the penitentiary. So, but
yeah, that makes sense. I hadn't thought about it like that. But and proximity-wise, they're pretty close, correct?
Yeah, I mean, about 35, 40 miles. But you understand, 30 miles here is like going 10 city blocks in a big city.
Right. I live in Kansas.
What was the
same?
Okay. What was the old brother or art thou thing? What a geological oddity. It's, you know, 3 days from everywhere or 3 weeks from everywhere. It's kind of like that. You know, you have to drive 10 or 15 miles to get to most stores. And so you kind of make a plan and of that to go and hit some other places. But I was lucky enough that by the time I was working, really writing, and that started in 2015, 2016, I was pretty much known as the ghost guy, which I kind of was like, no, I'm a researcher. I'm not a ghost hunter. But people knew they could, A, come to me, not be judged for seeing something weird or hearing something weird. Maybe they have a friend who's curious about it. And I tell them, look, all you have to do to research is love reading. Back in when I first started, there wasn't as much internet. So you were having to actually hoof it to courthouses and get, you know, property evaluation stuff that shows previous owners and what years, and sometimes it include in their census, how many kids they had. So if you're getting something that saying Darlene or a very specific name, you can kind of go, okay, was there anything connected to that? Oh, well, there was a Darlene in the 1960s. And then you can go back and investigate and go, oh, was this what year were you born or whatever, and they say, you know, 1964 or something, that lends a little bit more credibility to what is coming across. So, yes. Yeah. And I did go online. I talked to people. I try not to make it too much like a Jerry Springer, like, you know, hey, have you been a victim of demon possession? Right. Please contact me. I'll have you on my show, because I do a podcast, House of Asher, and it touches on everything from folklore to just old timey stories to ghosts and goblins and whatnot. And a lot of people were very forthright, because, again, I try to put a little levity and whatever into it, where they're, you can come off too cool for the room, or you can come off too serious. Either you come off as a flake or kind of an intention grabbing person, or like, okay, this guy needs another hobby because he's a little bit too, he doesn't crack a smile, he's all business. When I talk about some places and some really dark stuff, I kind of had a running joke. Usually there was a family in Kentucky, and it was one of the first, I'm trying to word this right so I don't get you demonetized. They were an unaliving cult, religious cult, and they basically took their grandma out, who thought she was a prophet, and she wasn't come back in 3 days. And I'm literally talking about how they were breaking the woman down. And then I would pause and I said, well, this is probably a good time to mention I am available for children's parties. and they kind of, they'd laugh. And I was like, yeah, I needed a break. I needed a break. It was kind of heavy. But again, like my father, I can talk without taking a breath for 4 or 5 minutes, as you can hear. But coming at it as a fan, because they go like, why do you like scary movies so much? I was a big Hammer film kid, in classic, like Universal Monsters and stuff. I would always dress up as Frankenstein or the Mummy or something. But I said, I'm a fan of the curious and in the unusual. If I wasn't a book writer, I'd probably have an oddity shop. And again, movie reference. Remember when Ray and Ghost Hunters was checking someone else's, my best of the coven, that would have been me. So if I wasn't a writer, I'd be into something like that, I would think. But for whatever reason, writing has caught on a touch more than some of the other stuff I'm interested in. But almost everybody has, I don't know who it was, I don't know if it was Mark Twain or somebody who says, everybody has at least one good book in them, or at least a good story. I think that's true.
I do too.
And I always put the disclaimer, because I don't want to be like a P.T. Barnum type. I'm saying, look, I'm not trying to sell you on this. I'm saying this is what they feel. And if it, you know, is a good story, I say, take it with a grain of salt. Because I wasn't there. And even if I was there, hey, I could be lying or I could be wrong. So do your own research.
And that wraps up part one of our conversation about spirits behind bars with Steve E. Asher. For more information, visit his website at steveasher.studio. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free, or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks and you can find everything there, all ad-free. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you very much for listening.
Got a DIYer on your list? Lowe's December deal drops to the rescue. Get 2 free select tools from DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt when you buy a select battery or combo kit. Plus, save $40 on select Craftsman V20 tools. Lowe's, we help you save. Offers valid 12/4 through 12/24 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on East Broad Street in Columbus.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. no hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay, okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Got a DIYer on your list? Lowe's December deal drops to the rescue. Get two free select tools from DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt when you buy a select battery or combo kit. Plus, save $40 on select Craftsman V20 tools. Lowe's, we help you save. Offers valid 12/4 through 12/24 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on East Broad Street in Columbus.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Got a DIYer on your list? Lowe's December deal drops to the rescue. Get two free select tools from DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt when you buy a select battery or combo kit. Plus, save $40 on select Craftsman V20 tools. Lowe's, we help you save. Offers valid 12/4 through 12/24 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on East Broad Street in Columbus.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Got a DIYer on your list? Lowe's December deal drops to the rescue. Get two free select tools from DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt when you buy a select battery or combo kit. Plus, save $40 on select Craftsman V20 tools. Lowe's, we help you save. Offers valid 12/4 through 12/24 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on East Broad Street in Columbus.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Got a DIYer on your list? Lowe's December deal drops to the rescue. Get two free select tools from DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt when you buy a select battery or combo kit. Plus, save $40 on select Craftsman V20 tools. Lowe's, we help you save. Offers valid 12/4 through 12/24 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on East Broad Street in Columbus.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Got a DIYer on your list? Lowe's December deal drops to the rescue. Get two free select tools from DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt when you buy a select battery or combo kit. Plus, save $40 on select Craftsman V20 tools. Lowe's, we help you save. Offers valid 12/4 through 12/24 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on East Broad Street in Columbus.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Got a DIYer on your list? Lowe's December deal drops to the rescue. Get two free select tools from DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt when you buy a select battery or combo kit. Plus, save $40 on select Craftsman V20 tools. Lowe's, we help you save. Offers valid 12/4 through 12/24 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on East Broad Street in Columbus.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Got a DIYer on your list? Lowe's December deal drops to the rescue. Get two free select tools from DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt when you buy a select battery or combo kit. Plus, save $40 on select Craftsman V20 tools. Lowe's, we help you save. Offers valid 12/4 through 12/24 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on East Broad Street in Columbus.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.